Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Oklahoma City with a 19-8 lead.
Well, that is the crowd in Oklahoma City last night cheering on Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, the stars of the Oklahoma City Thunder. They jumped out to an early lead last night over the Golden State Warriors. And boy, they did not let up in an NBA postseason that so far has really defied expectations. Well, joining us now with more is Bill Littlefield. He's host of NPR's Only a Game, and he's here with us on Radio Boston's every Wednesday. It's good to see you again, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, is it fair for me to say that the NBA postseason so far has defied expectations?
Well, it certainly has defied my expectations. Absolutely. It's hard for me to believe that the team that won all those games during the regular season disappeared. Last night was simply the most recent instance of that happening.
Golden State was the winningest team.
Absolutely.
In the season,
no team had ever won as many games during the regular season as they won. But one of the things that really occurred to me watching, and it was peculiar, you watch Stephen Curry play over the course of the year, and you watch, and he legitimately was the most valuable player in the league. And all of a sudden, watching last night, I felt, he's so small. And that had never occurred to me before. Of course, he is small compared to many of the guys who were assigned to guard him. But it had never looked that way to me before because he gets your shot off so quickly usually, and his feet are so quick, and he gets to the basket so quickly that it doesn't seem to matter that the guy guarding him is 6 or 8 inches taller. But last night it really did seem to matter. It just, he disappeared.
Wow. Well, so does that mean, given what you just said, does that mean that all that anticipation that was surrounding a LeBron James, a Steph Curry showdown is...
I hope not. Okay. It's very hard to come back from a 3-1 deficit, as everybody knows, although the Boston Red Sox have been known to do it from time to time in a different sport altogether. I hope not. It would be great. I still think it would be great to see the Cavaliers play the Warriors in the final, but it's looking less and less likely. And on the other side of the ledger, on the eastern side, LeBron James is not exactly home free. They've lost 2 straight as well.
Well, I like exciting postseason, so it's good to know that this one is defying expectations. I also like how I throw out these phrases in our introductions and cross my fingers that I'm not going too far. So thank you for telling me that I'm not this time around. All right, well, let's move on to the NFL. Because, of course, Tom Brady is moving ahead with his Deflategate appeal. He's asking the entire Second Circuit Court of Appeals to rehear his suspension case. And yesterday, the NFL announced the location of the 2019, 2020, and 2021 Super Bowls, Atlanta, South Florida, and Los Angeles, respectively. Okay, so that's a roundup of stuff coming out of the NFL. But there's also a congressional report that came out on Monday.
Yes, which re-examined or republicized anyway an issue that some of us had heard about before, which is basically that the NFL, having promised to donate a great deal of money to the research of CTE, had decided that they wouldn't do that after all because they don't particularly like the doctor who was going to be conducting that study. They feel that he's biased against the NFL.
Mm. Well, we actually spoke with that doctor on Radio Boston not that long ago. It's Dr. Robert Stern. Mm-hmm. He's the director of clinical research for the CTE Center at BU. And back in December, he told us that he said, according to him, the NFL is reneging on funding his research. But that might not be such a bad thing. Here's some tape.
It would be great to not have the NFL money involved with a study like this. It means that we are completely uncommitted in any way, unrestricted in any way. There can't be any strings attached, so we can actually do the science in a completely impartial way.
Does he have a point?
Well, of course he has a point, as long as they get the money somewhere else. And now the money's going to come from you and me and all the rest of the taxpayers, I assume, if it's going to come from anywhere at all. But the bigger story to me is the exposing of the underlying hypocrisy that has characterized the National Football League throughout for years, for several decades on this. First of all, they imitated the tobacco industry and said, our doctors have assured us that there's no connection between being hit in the head numerous times and then not being able to remember what you're supposed to pick up at the grocery store when you're 50 years old. And they finally have backed off. But they're still very much trying to control the process by which this disease is researched. And if they don't like the doctors who are doing the research, they say, we changed our mind. You can't have our money after all. This is absolutely consistent with a hypocrisy that's characterized the league for a long time now.
Hmm. And now we have a congressional report along those similar lines here. Bill, before I let you go, it is 80-plus degrees outside. So thinking about the boys of summer, I don't necessarily want to talk Red Sox specifics right now, but I do want to talk about Bill Spaceman Lee, former Red Sox
player. Late of the Red Sox, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
He announced yesterday he's running for the governor of Vermont on the Liberty Union Party ticket. You've spoken with him on Only a Game. What do you make about this?
I think everything that he's said in connection with this latest adventure is completely consistent with the Bill Lee that I've come to know and appreciate. He said something about somebody asked him about his stand on marijuana, and he said, you don't stand on marijuana. you put it in things that you can eat. And this is utterly consistent with the Bill Lee who back in the 70s was questioned about his drug use, and he told the people who were questioning him that he sprinkled marijuana on his cornflakes in the morning, and it helped him run through the pollution on his way to Fenway Park when he ran in from home.
Oh my goodness.
And they wrote it all down.
Wow. And I'm seeing this other quote from him, which I'm not even sure what to make of. At one point in time, he apparently said, everybody's going to need umbrellas because it's going to be raining gold from the 2%. That was his take on the issue of income inequality.
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense to those of us who've known Bill Lee for many years. And to the people who haven't, it's about as opaque as it can be. No, I mean, Bill's politics have been open for a long time.
Yeah.
Bill is a populist, and Bill is in favor of everybody having an opportunity to have fun. And if you don't have any money and you're worried about feeding your children and you don't have any health insurance, then it's very hard to have fun. So I put him in the good guys' camp.
Well, I always worry about whether or not we should be mixing politics and sports, but sometimes it can't and shouldn't be helped.
Is it possible to talk about anything without talking about politics?
I'm afraid not right now.
I don't think it is.
No. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and he delightfully joins us here on Wednesdays. Bill, thanks as always.
Thank you, Magna.